They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
This week's going to be a little bit different. We're going to do some outtakes. We had a couple guys out this week, so I'm going to pull from a couple of lost episodes. We'll be jumping around with clips, and we're going to start out with poop, because what's not funny about poop? So this was a little outtake from recording with Tim, Mike, Lindsay, and myself, and the question was this or that? Enjoy. Would you rather poop yourself on an airplane in your seat or throw up every time the announcement is made for the entire flight? Mike, let's start with you.
Okay, this reminds me of a story one of my ex-coworkers told me. He was serving on jury duty on a murder trial. And, But I guess that's kind of irrelevant with the story. Anyways, no, they're heading back from the long lunch. Week. Well,
that
hopefully.
That might be me next week.
Do you get paid for being on jury duty?
I don't know.
You do.
I don't really care. I just want to be selected.
Oh, I served twice on jury duty on civil suits, not criminal trials. So it was there was no pressure like, oh, this guy's going to try to find me and kill my family or anything like that. So it was nice. I got paid from work, didn't have to go to work. And the nice thing about jury duty is you spend about 3 hours in the courtroom a day and you get paid for your full 8.
What?
Yeah, it's the best. Anyway, going back to the story, my buddy, he was serving on a murder trial. And when they give you lunch, it's like a 2-hour lunch. So he said he was headed back, and he's walking down the hallway of the courthouse, and he lifts his leg to fart, and he shits himself. And he said he had about a solid 7 minutes before he was supposed to be back in the courtroom. So he had no choice but to run to the restroom and throw his chones in the garbage and sit through the rest of the day in briefless.
And now I'm free.
Yeah. You're probably not smelling wonderful, and you're just stuck there in the seat. So I'm going to choose throw up every time an announcement is made. I think if you vomit, people start feeling sorry for you. So I like pity. I'm going to go with vomity.
Okay. I'll take it. Tim, you have a choice on this one?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this one. Last couple of years, I've traveled way too much for work, and it is amazing to me how often pilots talk on a flight, and especially if you plug your headset into the backseat video player, when they talk, it interrupts the audio. So the only way that you can watch something uninterrupted is if you download it on your phone, you have your own headset. Otherwise, you're going to be listening to dumb shit a lot on the flight. So you'll have like a pilot come in.
Hey there, buddy. Welcome to flight. I just wanted to let you know that I learned how to juggle last night.
You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And nobody cares what you're saying. So I would honestly shit my pants one time and just being able to enjoy my own shit for the rest of the flight than have to listen to announcements the entire flight.
What if the pilot's giving you important information?
They don't. They never have. They never will. Pilots just like to talk.
I feel like you're
hey there, hard everybody. Against the pilots right hey, now. Hey, everybody. I like to let you know that my favorite color is blue, and I learned how to add 1 + 1 = 2 and quick math and shit.
That's true. I feel like if they have to share important information, they just kind of keep it to themselves. Like, hey, in approximately 7 minutes, we're all going to die. They're not going to announce that.
They won't say that. They won't say this shit.
So my question is,
you guys are hard against pilots right now.
No.
Here's the thing.
I like a couple. There's a couple pilots I like.
Lindsay?
How do you feel after you poop yourself on an airplane? Not good.
Right?
How do you feel after you throw up? I feel real good.
Till the next time. If you crap yourself, do you have to sit in it, or can you just go toss your chones in the bathroom?
I mean, you're still going to have to walk down the aisles, and everybody's going to know what's going on.
Well, no, obviously you're probably going to smell a little bit, but if you're sitting there in a mound of it, oh, that's just uncomfortable.
I pick throwing up every single time.
I agree with Lindsay, because I feel like Mike and Tim's choice was hard against pilots. You just assume pilots would just tell you shit that doesn't matter all the time.
I also said
they do.
Vomiting.
I've been on a lot of flights. They do.
I also said vomiting.
So the pilots just give you nonsense information all flight long, Tim?
He's just irritated about the nonsense pilots. He doesn't
there's like two things I need to know. It's like, here's all I need a pilot to say. Hey, everybody, we took off. And then shut the fuck up. And then the second thing I need to say is, hey, everybody, we're landing. That's it. That's all I need to say. But they talk all the time. It is, hey, I just want to, you know, we're covering 30,000 feet. We're passing over the equator. And I just want to let you know that my wife cheated on me several times, and so that's why I'm alone. It's like, I don't need to know all that shit.
Okay. How about this next one? We're going to go for some happy thoughts. Now, we went down sad train. We're going to go for some happy thoughts. This next one. Would you rather be gifted front row seats to next year's Super Bowl, and given you don't know who's in the Super Bowl, or never have to wait on hold or speak to a robot voice on the phone again? As in, you are always on the front of the line and you never have to listen to robot voice. You're always answered immediately. Lindsay, you had thoughts?
Well, can I just go straight to, like, I don't have to call anybody ever?
Yeah, you'd never have to speak to a robot voice. You'd go straight to a person.
No. I don't want to have to speak on the phone to anyone.
Well, that wasn't part of the question, though.
Yeah, no, you, it is
yeah,
now.
I know. It I know. Is now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Josh. You gotta let her have this. It is so maddening. If I was like, "Hey, babe, I have 1,000 things to do. Would you mind ordering a pizza for the family?" Her response is like, "I don't even know what the fuck pizza is." You're like, "What? What do you mean, order pizza? That doesn't make any sense. Just call and order pizza." I don't even know, like, if they say cheese, if I am supposed to say thank you. I'm like, no, that's just, they're asking what toppings you want. Like, I don't get it. Like, she can't function on the telephone.
No. Here's what you need to understand. He still calls people to order. All you gotta do is go online. You don't have to talk to a single person.
Tim,
it is 2020.
What would you take, Tim?
Or never have to, what was it? Never had. I don't do a lot of calls anyway, so.
Yeah, because he makes me do it.
Well, I think I don't know if I said this. I'm fairly drunk. I don't know if I said this on the previous episode, but I don't do a lot of calls. Like, I never was gifted with figuring out how to call doctor's offices or anything like that. So
yeah, he doesn't call anyone. Guess who calls everyone? Me.
All right. Anyway, I'll take front row seats if it's just me and I don't have to take anybody else to next season.
So Tim and Lindsay had a pretty good dynamic on the show, and we'll continue that with a little story about what they were like when they met.
I don't think so. I know about the roll down.
I am bringing it back.
Okay.
Yes. You will get a picture tomorrow, Josh.
What the fuck is a roll down?
I love it.
What is a roll down? How are we passing over a roll down?
You roll the socks like you roll them down.
All right. I love you, babe. Here's the thing. When I met my wife, here's a couple of things that she had never heard before.
Okay.
She had never heard of things like boys to men. She had never heard of things like Die Hard. She had never heard of things like Madonna. She had never heard of things like the movie Dirty Dancing. She had no concept of like anything that most kids growing up in the 80s would. What she knew were things like focus on the family. For all you listeners out there who don't know what focus on the family is, it's a, I don't even know how to describe it. She knew of things like hymns. She knew a lot of hymns when I met her. And I'm not trying to bash you, but I guess I'm just, long story short, if you go back to last episode, just a lot of missionary when we were first married.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records, and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all. Here's a classic. What about that time Tim fell asleep on the podcast? Tim, do you think you could do this?
So I guarantee those people that succeed, they're at those Friday night football games. You could see them there.
I feel like I could do 6 pounds of steak.
I guarantee you can't. Did I hear a snore?
Sorry.
Sorry. Tim, could you eat 6 pounds of steak in one sitting? Go.
What? Yeah, I could do it. I did it.
I definitely heard a snore.
I told you he's narcoleptic, dude.
I'm sorry. I could do it. What's the question?
You feel like you could eat 6 pounds of steak in one sitting?
6 pounds of steak?
Yep.
Or would you rather shit your pants?
I could eat 6 pounds of steak easy.
Or how about this classic? It's called Tim Falls Asleep on the Podcast, The Remix.
So, we're not going beer, right? We're going straight alcohol?
Alcoholic drinks. Whatever you want. Could be beer, could be liquor, could be anything.
He's asleep. Big time.
He's crying.
What?
He said, she woke him up and he said, what?
What? I'm here.
God.
You're in the middle of a podcast, guy.
Nope.
Yeah. Sure. Hey,
listen,
Tim.
If we're in Vegas and you fall asleep in a taxi, bud, I'm leaving your ass in a taxi.
We're going to leave you there.
You can figure it out later.
Yeah, you figure that out when you get sober and awake.
Sorry, I'm super confused. I woke up and everybody's yelling at me.
Or how about this outtake? Word to the wise, don't try to run a soundboard while you've been drinking. And here we go with trivia. We're going to pick a random city somewhere in the world.
Nope.
And then we're going to tell you how we... Nope. Clicked the wrong button.
The host sucks.
Okay, here we go.
Talent sucks.
And how about that time Tim, being the supportive husband that he is, helped Lindsay out with a trivia question by making it analogous with the size of his penis?
Think about the rhyme I used to say to you regarding my penis. My shaft is Russia, my nuts are Australia. Remember that?
Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. Next, we got into Mike's one and only tattoo experience.
Where did you get your tattoo?
My buddy did it for me. He's a really talented artist, and he did it out of his home.
Where? I didn't say where. I don't mean like where geographically. I mean, where on your body did you get your tattoo?
It's on my right calf, and it's a fine piece of artwork. And
so the calf
hurt
did
like
it?
A motherfucker.
The calf did it.
Yes. The
calf drove you away?
So
I was 5 minutes into this tattoo, my first and only tattoo, and I was going to tell him, just stop and leave whatever's here. I had enough after 5 minutes. But geez. I muscled through it for like 2 hours like a fucking champ.
Hey, Tim, can you explain what can you give some adjectives to explain what Mike is at this point? Because I feel like I'm not 2020 enough for it.
Do you guys have a tattoo on your calves, first of all? Is that a yes or no?
No, calf tattoos for me are just like, do you have like a tribal band around your bicep as well?
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
do you guys have one on your calf or not?
No, I don't.
Okay, Tim, just don't talk shit until you get one.
I also don't have a tramp stamp,
Until you get one.
The Gimpy Gimpy Leaf makes another appearance against a bullfight.
Sure.
Okay. Would you rather fight a bull in the octagon for 30 seconds? So the octagon that, you know,
yeah,
UFC and all that.
I know what the octagon is. All right.
So the bull in the octagon.
Eight sides.
For 30 seconds. Yep, it's like a stop sign, but bigger. So 30 seconds in the octagon with a bull, or wipe your ass with the Gimpy Gimpy Leaf.
Can you run down the Gimpy Gimpy Leaf?
Let's talk about the Gimpy Gimpy Leaf. We talked about it last week a little bit, right? Right? So they say the people that have had the Gimpy Gimpy Leaf, so apparently this is the like most venomous or poisonous or whatever you want to call it, leaf in the world. It's very unassuming if you look it up. Gimpy Gimpy. It causes people to literally kill themselves. That's how much pain they go through. And apparently it can last for up to 2 years is what I've read. So that's what we're talking about here. You're going into the octagon, which is a very close quarters with a bull, with a real bull, which you're going to get messed up. If you're in a bull, if you're in the octagon with a bull, you're going to get messed up. The Gimpy Gimpy, you're going to have to wipe your ass with that and deal with the repercussions. So let's start with Tim. We've started with Mike and the other two. Tim, are you doing the bull in the octagon or are you going Gimpy Gimpy?
I actually think that you could outmaneuver a bull in the octagon.
Oh my gosh. You have a lot of faith in your ability to maneuver.
Plus you have the cage there, so you could do a little like cage crawl stuff, like, right? Like you could climb up the cage a little bit and then I'm doing the octagon. Come on. Bring the bull.
Okay. So Tim is obviously overly optimistic in his skills.
No, I move very Mike. Well. I move very well.
Mike, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, listen. If you happen to get struck by the bull, the pain's going to last for maybe a few hours. But if you wipe your ass with that other leaf, 2 years, that's excessive, man.
What about the fact that a bull can literally kill you? Nobody's thought about this?
Yeah.
Slow are you?
But if people are killing themselves from touching the sleeves, like, let's get it over with.
Guys, an the octagon is like 20 feet wide. A bull is like 8 feet long. There's no chance of you not getting hit by this thing in 30 seconds.
I'm a big dude, but that, like, I kind of feel like I'm a little bit athletic.
Have you guys ever seen a bullfight? When the guy actually gets like mauled by the bull?
No, I got better shit to do.
Okay, well, obviously, hey, I'm going Gimpy Gimpy, man. Like one of these two will kill you. The other two, you're going to be dealing with a rash, an ass rash.
Listen, you've dealt with some. Obviously, you've dealt with some anal pain in the past, and you've worked through it. So that's why you're picking that.
Hey, want to hear the worst New Year's resolutions ever? Well, here we go.
Tim, my New Year's resolution is
to be awesome.
Okay. That's the most generic thing I think I've ever heard you say.
Which is a fucking answer, dude.
Okay, Mike, you ready? Go ahead, New Year's resolution is
I don't fucking have one. I don't care. If anything this show's taught me is I don't care about fucking holidays. They're stupid. Just because the calendar's fucking turning don't mean I gotta fucking change the way I live. Like, I get it.
I also think some people don't know how to handle fame and downloads.
Oh, dude, that's obvious. Tim, you and I, we get it.
Yeah.
We stay grounded.
I've been here before.
We stay grounded. This dude's in the clouds.
Yep.